Now, news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show.
Well, the countdown is on. Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholding meeting. It's fired up this weekend. This marks the fourth year that they will live stream it. So it gives investors and people who have stocks the opportunity to watch the annual meeting without actually having to make the great trek to Omaha.
That prevents anyone from not showing. Because I would think the hotels and restaurants and stuff are like, don't stream it.
Yeah.
We want people to come here and stay in hotels and spend money.
It would appear that the numbers are still pretty solid. Last year, 42,000 people were a part of the festivities, and they say it all signs point to another full house this coming weekend.
All right. I would think you'd want to see the man in person. It's, you know, the difference between going to a concert and watching the stream.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yawn.
Want to be in person. There's so much they do. They go on a little run to Dairy Queen, and don't they just sit at all the
spots? Borsheim's and Nebraska Furniture Mart. Because keep in mind, if you've got those credentials, they have all those specials going on for people who are, shareholders. Yeah. So Yahoo is doing the webcast of the meeting, and that goes live this weekend. But it's going to be a lot of people, a lot of foot traffic here in the downtown. Rabbi from Southern California synagogue that was targeted in a deadly shooting is calling for unity. It happened on Saturday. One woman died, many others injured. The 60-year-old woman, her name is Lori Gilbert Kay. She was shot, and they're going to be laying her to rest today. The rabbi said that the woman was at the temple on the last day of Passover to honor the memory of her late mother. She leaves behind a husband and a 22-year-old daughter. Three other people were injured in the shooting. It was allegedly committed by a 19-year-old man. And security experts are going over every inch of ground. Divers are scouring moats around Japan's Imperial Palace one day before the emperor gives up the chrysanthemum throne. He's been emperor of Japan for 31 years, and that ends tomorrow.
So why do divers have to search moats?
Just to make sure all the security measures, the moats around the castle or the palace, I should say, to make sure nobody's been digging around or placing anything that they shouldn't have.
Is this in Tokyo? Where I didn't know that they had a sweet palace.
Oh, yeah. The Imperial Palace. I can't remember.
I thought that was a Chinese restaurant. At one given time.
Do you think people still show up and they're like, table for four? This is not a restaurant.
This is an actual palace.
It's called an Imperial Palace, so.
I'm just saying. Kind of had it in the title.
For me being an old man, I guess, we did have an Imperial Palace here in Omaha.
I worked there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Went there all the time as a family. We went there as a treat. It was always like a special occasion. Did they have like a little river running through there?
Oh, yeah, there was a koi pond. It was like a giant koi pond underneath all the tables.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
The Imperial Palace looks amazing in Japan. I mean, it is just as gorgeous as you would imagine. It is in Tokyo, because it's the seat of the whole country. But 31 years, this guy has been emperor. Now he's passing it off to his son. So it's going to be a big day in Japan tomorrow. It's just interesting how they do all that stuff. Some of the ceremonies will appear, you know, he'll be the new emperor. Everything's changing. We're looking for a new emperor or retaining our old emperor, a.k.a. president. The 2020 election, everybody is talking about the new front runner in the Democratic side of the ticket, Joe Biden. He announced late last week he's going to make his first campaign appearance today, and he raised $6.3 million in the first 24 hours. So I guess he is a first-day Biden's first-day fundraising bested Bernie Sanders, who had 5.9. All right. And so this is, you know, the where all the money's going. So much crazy money. All the donors. Crazy money, Avengers Endgame, crushing box office records. Endgame took in more than $1.2 billion in worldwide ticket sales, $350 million just here in the U.S. and Canada. It's grossed an estimated $859 million outside of North America. It's the fastest any movie has generated $1 billion in ticket sales.
And it's the best of all the movies.
It's so good. There's I love that first.
How many did they make? 23, 22 movies in the franchise. Is this pretty much the best?
It's the pinnacle. I mean, this is the fourth of the Avenger movies, so they've only made four actual Avenger movies.
I think it depends on how much of a fan you are also and how much invested you are, because I just talked to two other people in a building, and one gave it an 8 out of 10, the other one gave him a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
So it depends.
So going back to 2008, the Marvel Cinematic Universe began back in 2008, and now with Iron Man, the original... Mm-hmm. And now we're 22 movies later.
I know. It's been great going over all the old movies, though, over the weekend. And just, like, you know, watching them. And
that's what you did all weekend?
I watched a bunch of... Well, it was snowing all day on Saturday. So it was kind of one of those things where I'm like, I'm not going out. It's disgusting.
Chicago, by the way.
Yeah, it was in Chicago. Yeah. So Iron Man. You know, I forgot how much I love that first Avengers movie when they're all just meeting each other and getting to know each other. They're like, I don't know who you are. Why are we on a super team together? Like, you're a weirdo. So that's kind of interesting. And then to see it come full circle where they're all like, I love you, man. You're my guy. So... Previous record holder was last year's Infinity War, which that was pretty stinking good, too. So,
I can't wait to read one of your kids' biographies that they write. It's titled, Mommy Was a Child.
Oh, because you think you'd be doing it different. Come on now. Yeah. It's all about the toys and the fun stuff.
Mom, I remember Mommy just watched movies all day.
A week.
And she wasn't drinking wine and eating strawberries. Mommy was a child.
You're so jealous of my life. Yeah. Americans are among the most stressed people in the world. Gallup has been holding this annual poll since 2005. They ask individuals about whether they've experienced positive or negative feelings the day before they were interviewed. And in the United States, about 55% of those people that were polled said that they had experienced stress during a lot of the day prior, compared with just 35% globally. We're at 55%.
Hmm. Why are we so stressed? And is it social media? I mean, is it social media just telling you, showing you stressful things?
I think it has a lot to do with it.
Versus how many people have genuine stress, like people that are like, well, I work in a coal mine and tomorrow I have to
pay the bills. I don't have the money. Things. Yeah, I don't have food on the table, all that stuff.
They found that they investigated the responses closely and found that being under 50, earning a low income and having a dim view of the current president's job performance were correlated with the negative experiences among the adults in the U.S. But they say there isn't enough information to say whether those are the factors behind the feelings of stress and worry and anger. But that's the big thing, is everybody is stressed out, they're worried, and they're angry. So all the more reason we just need maybe a little bit more escapism. But I guess the only country that beats us is Greece. It's interesting to think that Greece is like a super stressed out country, but they've been like the most stressed out.
Well, let me give you three of the questions that were in the poll.
Okay.
Did you smile or laugh yesterday?
Yes.
Did you learn or do something interesting yesterday?
No.
Exactly. Did you experience physical pain?
No. Hmm? Wow, yeah. I was hungover a little bit.
It's like, wait a minute. Self-induced physical pain. Okay, yes, hangover counts.
Yeah. How about you, Molly? Sounds like you did all of it. I guess you didn't feel pain. Did
okay,
feel
wait, so
pain?
I laughed. Oh, yeah, I was hungover. I laughed. And then did I learn something new yesterday?
I don't know. Did I?
Trying to go over, there was something where I was like, I did not know that. So maybe, yes, I can say that. But then again, now with my great ability to retain.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
it's like a goldfish. And then, yes, physical pain. Yes. Sad at the, you know, Game of Thrones.
But not like physical pain. Yeah, like you've been
really
breaking
physical
rocks.
Physical pain.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, that would
Game
be emotional
of Thrones
pain.
Didn't cause.
No.
Yeah, like,
no,
it's not like maybe your feet hurt from standing all day.
Right. No. So physical pain, no. No, it was a pretty nice day. It was just a nice day. Lots of laughing.
All right.
How about you, Jeff? Laugh.
All three.
You learned pain? Something new? What'd you learn?
Oh,
Lay the knowledge on us.
I'll share it with you later. What else is in the news?
That's it.
That's all, my friend. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Thank you. All right. Here are the times for your free money music montage. It's 8 a.m., it's noon, it's 2, and it's 4. All right, that's when you need to be listening for your chance to win $500 and play the game called the Free Money Music Montage.
Now, we think once we get past this current montage, which is number 3, the unwinnable one, because no one's won since last Monday.
It's been a week. Here's the song that was number 2. All right, so if you're confused, couldn't figure it all out, just rapping your, you know, just you guys kept saying a lot of people were thinking it was Maroon 5.
Everyone thought it was Maroon 5.
Yeah. You know, it's this.
I Like Me Better.
Love,
write
like
that
better.
Down. Just all you got to mentally remember is,
I like me better. That's it.
Meow.
I like me better.
Get what you missed this morning on the Big Party Show podcast
at channel941.com.
Next hour's chance to play the game, and we gave that tip. Ooh, we gave it away.
Give it to them. Just give them the name again.
You want me to just give it away? Song number 2 in the third montage is I Like Me Better.
I like me better.
So remember that. Write that down. Not going to tell you the first one. You should know that one already.
Yeah.
People have been taking notes. Second one will be I Like Me Better. And then you're on your own for the other 3.
Good luck to
But
you
I
guys.
Assume somebody out there is like, yes.
That's it.
$500. And then we'll move to montage 4.
Yeah. So hopefully 8 o'clock hour. You are a winner. Hey, this is James here. James, good morning. Happy Monday to you, bud.
Good morning. Happy Monday to y'all, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
What's going on, James?
Not much. Now, first, I'd like to apologize because I'm a little hostile right now.
Why is that?
But I was driving and I heard, I don't know if it's somebody in your office, but somebody gave a 6.
Yeah, somebody gave it a 6 and the other person gave it an 8. We're talking about Endgame, the Avengers. Yeah, I just keep asking, what do you rate it, you know? And
now, this is somebody that works in the office?
Yeah, works in the building here. Yeah.
Are they a comic book fan?
Well, they're a big enough fan where they went, so I don't know. I didn't dive deep.
Those
into
grades that. Are offending you. Is that the deal? What grade would you get it? Where was your rank, sir?
Oh, that was a 10. That was a 20. That's easy.
Well, I thought it was a 10. Yeah, it was really good.
It gave a 6. What did they give Batman or Superman? 100? Oh my god!
Really? Okay.
I really felt bad for like DC. I'm like, they cannot dig out of whatever. I mean, it was bad enough before, like their Justice League just totally fell flat. And then you see something like this and I'm like, dude, you guys just have to scrap your whole, like, you're like, DC's got to go back to the drawing board.
All over.
Okay. Well, sorry to upset you. You obviously went.
I saw it Thursday. I'm going to see it again, actually, after work. So,
are you really? So you don't even want to give it a few days.
I'm going to try to break the record with this one.
Okay. All right. Costume, James? You're going to wear a costume? Because I think you should on your second run.
I would, but I put on a couple pounds. I can't squeeze it in my
mouth. Oh.
He's like, no.
He's a little fluffy.
Uh-huh.
Just grab a sheet. Exactly. Just grab a sheet and tie it around your neck and go for it. That's all you got to do.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
All right. Hey, James, have a good day.
You too.
All right. Take care. All right. And everybody's, I guess this is the movie of movies right now. I like how they say it broke all records for 2019. Like, there's going to be anything else that comes close to it.
I know you kind of wonder, like, what else is in the pump. I mean, and they've got the Star Wars. I suppose they want to hedge their bets because the final Star Wars installment is coming out in December.
Is it?
So, yeah. So that'll be it for the entire Star Wars 9 movies. How many decades that's gone.
How strange that everything ends the same year.
Yeah, I know. I thought the same thing.
Will this really be the end? I mean, so they've done 22 movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they're still going to do like origin stories, right? Aren't they going to bounce around and bring some of these people back? Like
there's a new Spider-Man movie coming out this year as well. So, I mean, there's a Spider-Man movie that's set up. I know there's a Captain Marvel sequel that's going to be coming. Some people say that we're going to have to wait until Comic-Con to hear about what other ones they have in the pipeline. But for the core group of Avengers, the Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, this was the swan song for those.
Even the standalones.
So that was the thing is that, when they were filming this, Chris Evans put on, he's like, I hung up my shield. Like, this is it. I mean, so no more Chris Evans as Captain America. You know, I mean, so there are certain things that it's just like, if you really liked those characters or if those were your faves, then, you know, this was it. This is your last time to see some of those guys.
The end game.
It doesn't matter whether or not whatever they came, whatever their experience was in the movie, it doesn't matter how they came out at the end. It just meant like, no matter what, this was it. So that was kind of the crazy thing. It was, let me tell you, there were moments of ugly cry. Like, it was like wrecking sobs.
Like, you can hear people sobbing, including yourself.
Like, yes. Like, you looked around and it was...
Like,
it,
everybody cried.
Like, people were, like, people were, like, ugly crying.
Look at what I've become. I'm an adult.
Honestly, like, and it's
not
kind
real.
Of,
it's real.
It's just so, but you get so involved. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, the thing that I thought about was when I saw Lord of the Rings, and y'all know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know. Okay.
But at the same time, you watch it and you've put so much, you know, skin in the game, so much mental energy in watching these actors and these, you know, people put this.
All right. I would assume people are emotionally drained today after Avengers, and then there was also Game of Thrones.
That totally did. Hello, what's your name? Hello?
Allison.
Hey, Allison, what's up?
Nothing. I was going to tell Molly that I was reading that, you know how you're talking about some of the character stories are going to still evolve, and I read that for the Disney Plus that launches later this year, that Loki will have a show.
Yes.
And then also, oh gosh, what's his name?
Hawkeye.
Sam, the guy that,
Hawkeye's getting a show. Who?
Oh, Hawkeye's getting a show too.
Yeah.
The guy that I don't want to spoil, but
yeah, don't do that.
I don't want to spoil, but okay. He flies. Yeah. Why? How do I not know his name?
Oh, you are a
not
fan,
really, but
Allison.
The other guy that flies.
Okay. You guys need to take this conversation to the sideband channel. The snooze.
It's not a spoiler, but no, I mean, they're going to continue on later.
All right.
Which I thought was really cool,
Allison. Thank you. All right, have a good day.
That's how basically Disney is going to ensure that you have to have their streaming service.
Welcome to the snooze. We need to give away tickets to that. We got to get involved again this year with that O-Con.
Yes.
Omaha Comic Con.
Omaha Con.
It's the fifth year for it.
Now.
And it's the stuff we used to make fun of. And it is like super hip.
Yeah.
I gave away tickets to it a couple years ago. And it was all like these cute couples and like hot chicks coming in being like, I want tickets to... O-Con, because people just like to dress up, and I would think this year with all the great movies.
Yeah.
It's June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Mid-America Center.
All right.
The Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Idris Elba is a married man. He is also currently crowned and reigning sexiest man alive, according to People Magazine. Apparently, Idris and his now bride, Sabrina, tied the knot in Morocco. She's a model. She's stunning. They got engaged February of last year. And so it was a very beautiful event. She wore a Vera Wang dress. He looked like sharp as ever, wearing a custom suit. It's just, that man is one good-looking man. Taylor Swift is having a great turn with her new single, Me. Apparently, it is the most viewed YouTube video in the first 24 hours. It broke the previous record held by Ariana Grande for Thank You Next. It's unbelievable to think how many views these things get.
Did it say how many she had, or just, I guess, just
yes.
A record? The record is a record, huh? So.
I have it. It's
lots. Whole lot. And it's a good video. That's why.
Yeah.
It's such a cool video. And it's her with Brendan from Panic at the Disco. So it's a good team up. Nice mashup. But people who haven't had a chance to see it, go ahead and give her some more views on YouTube, I guess. It was a CBD-themed baby shower for Kim Kardashian. She and Kanye West are expecting baby number 4 via surrogate. She said she felt kind of, she felt ridiculous having a shower for a 4th baby. But she, I guess, is freaking out about the, you know, the 4th kid. It was a pretty star-studded guest list.
Has anyone else ever done a CBD-themed baby shower? Is that like the new thing?
Well, that's the big thing is that Kim Kardashian's having a surrogate. She's not carrying the baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they say for CBD usage while you are pregnant. So I don't know how many people would have a baby shower themed that way.
Well, you guys have booze and stuff at those things for everyone else. Like, it's up to you if you're pregnant not to drink it or, you know, partake in the CBD.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about like an actual theme. Yeah.
It's like not like anyone's doing drugs. CBD is the extract.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I just don't know what they say about, you know, exposure to that when you're pregnant. This was the theme of the party. I mean, it's not like, oh, hey, welcome to the baby shower. I mean, your theme for the baby shower usually isn't like, we have a bar. I mean, it's something nice that's there for all of the people that aren't pregnant. But Chrissy Teigen was there, Paris Hilton. So it was a pretty, you know, they were doing like yoga and they all got like Yeezy slides. Nothing like having your husband go ahead and hand out his own swag. They had flower arrangements that included marijuana plants. So it sounded pretty cool. I mean, for the people that got to go there, it looked like a fun time was had by all. And last night, Game of Thrones, season 8, final season, episode 3. It was the Battle of Winterfell.
Hour and 22 minutes.
I didn't know it was that long.
A lot of people have any time to get anything done between the 3-hour Avengers and the hour and 22 minute episode of Game of Thrones.
I thought it was just a little bit longer than the previous. Not that much longer. But yeah, it went by really fast, I thought, last night.
And last night's the longest.
That is the longest one?
Yes. So the next three will be, I think, 78 or like 70 minutes. They're coming in there. They're clocking in, but last night's was like the big one.
Okay. I don't understand in all these battles that they do in Game of Thrones. Why have a castle if you're going to go stand in front of your castle?
I'm with you.
It's like they do it every time.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. They need to rethink that,
Build more trenches.
Yes, trenches with... I mean, I could have got rid of them, right? Just a bigger trench with hot oil, not wood that burns down eventually.
How about dragons that you have? How about using those more often? I was just very, perplexed about the lack of dragon fire usage. I mean, when you've got a big, huge open plain and a lot of dead walkers coming towards you, don't you just turn on the fire hose?
They're not fighter planes. They're
animals.
I guess they do whatever they want to do.
And the thing is that I was curious as I'm watching. I'm like, do they have to replenish their fiery flame that comes out of them? I guess we don't know that.
Well, the dead dragon clearly doesn't have to reload.
No,
he's dead. Full of endless blue fire.
Yeah.
That was sad seeing him.
Of the three dragons, so if people watched last night, the dead dragon was the most effective.
Yes.
He clearly paid attention to the pre-battle meeting, and he just blew blue fire everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, he was great.
Blue fire is way creepier than the red fire, I thought. Like, the red fire, you're like, oh.
I always thought that the blue fire was like ice, is what I thought in the beginning, but I was definitely instantly wrong. You know, I thought he was blowing ice like, like polar stuff at us. You know, I don't know.
Everything is zombies now and everything is the undead. But I still sometimes have to get my head around that reality of like, well, what is life if dead things can just get up and run around?
I mean, yeah, I know. I know. But
I mean, is there a difference? What's the difference between live people and dead people? If the moment I die,
I get to
stand up and I don't have to worry about pain.
Anything.
Well, that was the crazy thing is that they don't just reanimate. They have to be reanimated. Yeah. I mean, so that was like the creepy thing is that they stayed dead until the Night King shows up and he's like, oh, are we running out of supplies here? Hold on a second. Let me bibbity bobbity boo these.
So how many more episodes are there of Game of Thrones?
That's it.
Put a fork in it, right?
We are done.
All right.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.